For KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. The U.S. Senate voted 50-49 Thursday to reverse a 20-year mining ban near the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness. The vote nullifies a public land order from 2023 by the Biden administration. The order withdrew more than 225,000 acres of Superior National Forest lands from mineral and geothermal leasing. The area is in the Rainy River watershed, which the protected Boundary Waters is located within, and contains deposits of copper, nickel, and cobalt. The bill was first introduced in the House by Republican Congressman Pete Stauber of the 8th District and now heads to President Donald Trump's desk for a signature. Minnesota's Democratic Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith urged their colleagues to vote against the reversal. Smith debated on the Senate floor for hours late Wednesday night after the Senate voted to proceed with voting.
We know that you can support mining, but that does not mean that you support every mine. We can support the need for mining, but that doesn't mean that we mine on the edge of Chaco Canyon or on the rim of the Grand Canyon. And it does not mean that we think that a copper sulfide mine on the doorstep of the Boundary Waters is a good idea.
Twin Metals, a subsidiary of Chilean mining conglomerate Antofagasta, has been trying to mine in the Superior National Forest for decades. Copper sulfide mining has not yet been done in Minnesota, but evidence of its effects elsewhere suggests that waste rock from these mines is laden with sulfates and when exposed to air and water can form sulfuric acid. Any mining projects would still have to undergo state and federal review, which would almost certainly take years. Stauber celebrated the Senate's vote in a news release. He has repeatedly pointed to the fact that the bill doesn't allow mining within the Boundary Waters itself or a surrounding buffer zone, and it doesn't weaken environmental safeguards. He says the bill, quote, simply returns the decision to established permitting processes where science, not politics, guides the outcome. A manufacturing company in Chisholm and Hibbing has filed notice of its intent to permanently close and lay off about 77 employees. The state's Department of Employment and Economic Development says Thursday it received the layoff notice from MTD Acquisition Incorporated. The company operates Minnesota Twist Drill in Chisholm and Triumph Twist Drill in Hibbing, manufacturing tools including drill bits and cutting tools for industrial, commercial, and home use. It was founded in 1952. According to the notice, 32 employees in Chisholm will be impacted by June 14th, with more phases of layoffs and site closures scheduled to begin June 26th. All activities are expected to be finalized by August 13th. The state says the employees are not represented by a union. The company is owned by metalworking company Walter Surface Technologies, which operates in 7 countries with U.S. headquarters in Windsor, Connecticut. The Federal Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act, known more commonly as the WARN Act, helps ensure advance notice in cases of qualified plant closings and mass layoffs. The WARN Act requires employers to provide written notice at least 60 calendar days in advance. A lockdown occurred Wednesday morning at Northwest Technical College in Bemidji after a report of an upset student mentioning a gun while entering an occupied classroom. The Bemidji Police Department reports officers quickly located the person and used crisis intervention and de-escalation techniques. They determined there was no physical threat and helped secure the building and release the lockdown. The student was taken to Sanford Health Bemidji Hospital for psychiatric evaluation. An area of downtown Walker reopened Wednesday night after a damaged natural gas line led to evacuation of residents and businesses earlier in the day. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports a utility company struck the line while working near Michigan Avenue and 7th Street. The damage has since been mitigated, and impacted businesses were expected to reopen by Thursday. A man missing in rural St. Louis County was found by a family member Thursday. The St. Louis County Sheriff's Office says 40-year-old Clayton Leroy Nukola Jr. was found on a road near Greeny, about 20 miles northwest of Cook. He was transported to an area hospital for evaluation, but appeared to be in good condition, according to a news release. He had been missing since Sunday. That's it for the Up North Report from the award-winning KAXE News Desk. I'm Chelsea Perkins. Find more of our stories and donate as part of our spring membership drive at KAXE.org.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.